So before we kind of get into our topic of the night, Critic Matters, as we always do, kind of want to start off with the hot topics of the week. So what you got going on there, Tank?
One of the number one hot topics I want to get you guys, see what you guys think about this, is that Colin Kaepernick has been called to tryout this weekend. It's going to be Saturday in Atlanta. It's going to be supposedly all the NFL teams and owners are been requested to come out. But my thing is, from the way I'm looking at it, even though my boy Hove is down, I'm thinking it's a PR stunt, because why not Tuesdays like they always do everything else on Tuesdays? Why is it the day before? But Colin Kaepernick did call out the owners and the GMs to tell them that he would see them Saturday, which, of course, we all know the coaches with their teams on the day before the game. So I think it's going to be interesting. I do think it's a PR stunt, but I am interested to see who's going to come out. It's buzzing all over the NFL. Got the whole league in the buzz. Is it about to go back? Are we kneeling again? Are we not? What do you guys think about the situation? PR move, or is this legit? Hello?
Joe, you want to go?
Yeah, I've been watching this kind of coach or whatever, because I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. And so
right.
I know he's been catching it in the media with this, and the Uncle Tom comments has really kind of swamped him, you know what I mean, with the NFL move he did. I do see the PR move in it, but I'm very interested to see at this point, is it even worth the move? Like, what are we gaining as a quarterback? Like, are we talking about Colin Kaepernick, the freedom fighter, or are we talking about Colin Kaepernick, the person who can lead a franchise to the Super Bowl?
Right. And see, that's why I don't know where the line's drawn. The season, what, we 10 weeks in? Why are we doing it right now?
Right.
And that's kind of how I feel about it, because at the beginning of the season, there was a lot of teams that had turnover. You had the Colts, who lost their starting quarterback.
Right.
You had the Steelers, who lost their quarterback. Miami
right.
got issues. Tampa Bay, James Winston has had a start, a horrible kickoff to his season. I think there was a lot of options. But at this point, I really do think it's a PR move, especially being what you kind of brought up as far as why are they doing it on a Saturday? Who's going to go to Atlanta when they got a game in San Diego or Seattle
right.
or all of these other locations? So I don't really see the benefit, and I don't really know how much value that Kaepernick can really bring to a team, to be honest with you.
That's what I see. We're not talking about is A-Rod coming back. So, I mean, geez.
Yeah. You know, when you look at the Chicago Bears, for instance, that was a perfect fit.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you look at Trubisky having like the worst year he's had since he's been in the league so far,
right.
with a defense that's a top three defense that could easily be, you know, a top two, three team in the NFC, they need somebody, you know, that could take them over the hump. And Colin and San Fran, maybe. But, you know, I don't know if that's what we get. And I understand Lamar Jackson has highlighted the running quarterback again and kind of rejuvenated that whole, that whole demeanor in the position. Can Colin come back into the NFL and be Lamar Jackson when he was supposedly Lamar Jackson before Lamar got into the league anyway?
Well, he definitely wasn't Lamar Jackson before Lamar got in the league. In the three-year layoff, I think it's just too much. I think, personally, the ship has sailed. I know what they're trying to do. That's why, for some reason, I just smell a PR stunt. Me. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But it's not making sense.
Right. You know, I wish them all the best. I wish them all the best. So if somebody pick them
right.
up, more power to them. But I wouldn't be surprised
exactly.
if, like you said, it's just a chess move on their part,
right.
and it don't go nowhere after this.
Right. Because he's going to have to go, because the league want him to say, nah, why say that? I'm not coming. For them to say,
right.
well, we tried. Right. So we'll see.
Right.
Also in the news, you guys, that's on my second topic of the news. Kodak Black, I don't know how many of our listeners are fans of Kodak Black,
oh,
but he has finally been sentenced. Bo that black has 3 years, yeah, and 8 months in the federal correction facility.
But did you also see that he has attacked a guard and he possibly will get more time after the investigation?
Right. Not from the reports, from my ear to the streets, my reports have told me that the judge, like the prosecutors were pushing for that, but the judge was like, it's unrelated, but he still has all the open cases. So this could spell the end for Kodak Black. I really don't know how these rappers think that going to jail, any kind of jail, county jail, prison, or a federal institution, going to increase your sales. It's not. You might get a small bump, but in the long run, you're just pissing your career away. Going down the
your
ground,
life.
You know,
you're pissing your life away.
You're pissing your life away, bro.
Like
this man showed so much promise, so many cosigns.
2 year stint, like JT or Lil Wayne or T.I., they were gone
right.
a good year, 6 months. You talking about
right.
4 to 10 years. Nobody checking for you. It ain't even the same way when you come back. And then you didn't even build any kind of, what he been out for, a hot second?
Right. But in the touch on you said, just like JT. Yeah. Almost was too long for JT. She almost rolled out almost too long.
Right.
Almost too long.
Let me include this part. First off, I've hit that age where I don't listen to mostly 90s, 2000 rap music. But I will say I spent some time and read the article, and for him to basically be a felon and going and trying to buy guns from a gun shop and using a fake social security number and lying on your application. I mean, he set himself up for it.
Right. I have a listener says is irrelevant, but I beg to differ, listener. This news is perfect to show you. It's to show our young rap artists what not to do. He's setting up the case to show, let's not follow my direction. Let's not follow my path. Are you aspiring young rappers that's listening or entrepreneurs? Do not follow this path. This man has been destroying his life. Years. 7-8 years.
Money don't make you smart, though. That's what people don't understand.
Right.
Money does not make you smart. If you have that mentality, if nobody is around you telling you or trying to school you or trying to make you better, you're going to do the same stupid stuff on a bigger scale because you got more money.
Right.
He was just doing
I think Kodak falls into that category of that. I think Kodak falls into that category that money does not make you smarter. Kodak might have issues that he had before he started rapping.
That's right.
He's
the folks
guy.
Yeah, before he got in the game.
Recreational drug use. More money
right.
makes him buy more drugs. Like, it does
right.
not. It does not change who you are. It just helps you do more dumb shit.
I want to say Boosie might be the only one, and I might be missing this, but you know, I might be missing a couple people. But I'm sure Boosie, and maybe Gucci too, had a boost in shows coming from a long jail layoff. And I don't know if that's in rapper's mind that you come back home and you get the love. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, but it's a stupid way about. It's a stupid way of going about it, in my book.
I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Not with the Boosie, but with the Gucci. Because, you know, as a DJ, I mean, nobody's checking for Boosie, only the old Boosie. Now, the old Boosie's still going. Now, Boosie's
yeah,
going to make his
know,
run.
Like, he going, yeah. You know, like, when Boosie first came home, I'm sure Boosie
yeah.
was getting sister show. And,
right.
you
and,
know.
And he's going to, the way our market is set up, when I say market, I mean the whole South in general. It's too many.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess that's what Kodak Black is looking at. It's too many Columbus, Georgia and Mississippi and Tuscaloosa's Meridians and Pensacola is too much money. You're going to eat because there's too many towns.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
you know, towns that's going to get you. Right.
And
Webby
can
you get
know,
if Webby's still doing
eat.
Shows.
Webby
yeah.
was in our fair city this past Saturday, Tamika, glad you asked.
Webby is still getting shows. And
Webby was in Black Air Force, khaki pants.
But the man, like, but Kodak, you know, the song with, you know, I think he had a top five hit, you know, when he got out the first time.
Some of his songs pretty good. I mean, not all of them.
Yeah, you know, you just hate to see a talent get wasted like that. You know what I mean? Same thing with, like, Bobby Shmurda. You know what I mean? Like, when you see somebody hot and they bubbling and then they do something to get down the road, you know, you don't waste jail on 2 minutes. You know?
Right.
Hopefully he come back out with a different mindset. You know what I mean? I read somewhere that Gucci talks to him, you know, still about trying to change, you know, some of the image that he has put forth in the past, you know, years. And Gucci can, you know, Gucci changed so much, people say he was a clone. So maybe Kodak can come back out a clone and be a whole better different person and don't go back. That's just, you know.
He definitely gonna, look, we won't see him no more to Love and Hip Hop,
Florida or Miami.
All right, so on a sad note, we're going to move along and talk about it. There's been a couple of shooters in hip-hop. We're on the hip-hop news for a short second. Badass, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He lost his life. He was locked up. He wasn't a shooter, but he was locked up.
Yeah.
When he died out in California, he was with the Dog Pound, always with Snoop. I don't know how far my old heads go back, but he always was around. He was a youngin' with Daz, with Corrupt, with Snoop. Say he passed away while he was in custody. Kind of okay. Bad, sad news.
Yeah.
And Lil Reese from Chicago got
bad ass.
Rest in peace, a badass. You know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Chicago rapper. He's in critical conditions. Lil Reese. You know, Lil Durk, man. They're from Chicago. They're nice. Again,
yeah.
Just dealing with the senseless violence.
What I heard, what that sounded like to me was like that Charlie Brown teacher. Go ahead.
Yeah. And he was, say he was out in the suburbs of Chicago, just in the suburbs, out the way, supposedly. Car chase. Caught one in the neck. That's a sad
man.
Situation.
Yeah, you hate to hear that, man.
Not the police?
Nah, by another guy. Witnesses say they were just chasing him in traffic, pulled up at the light. The driver got out, semi-automatic, shot the car up. Caught one in the neck.
You know, Chicago is a totally different world than the rest of the United States. But I don't know what happened, why killing and shooting has become such a common. And, I mean, what happened where, and I guess this is a whole nother show, but what happened to people valuing their, not valuing someone else's life, but just valuing not being in prison? I don't even get that part.
Right, like, why is it so much value placed on that?
I mean, the mindset of Chicago is so, so different from everywhere else. And it's crazy, you know what I mean, how social media play a part in that. If you was to look at the rappers and just the people in general that murder in Chicago based off of, like, tweets and posts that they put up and just telling people, you know, I dare you to come to, you know, O-Block and this and that, and, you know, They even got a social media task force in Chicago to monitor, you know what I mean, posts from different, you know, popular entities in Chicago trying to stop the violence. But
right.
It's just a sad situation, man. I hope Lil Reese pulled through. He's a talented dude. Like, you know, keep them.
He's talented.
Look at
him. Reese. Right.
Yeah.
One of the OGs from Chicago. He's young, but he's like Joe said, he hold it down.
Yeah, he a bit. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that I'm not moving from the shot, you know. Now, my last bit of hip-hop news is going to be on a brighter note. It's going to almost segue into what we're talking about tonight. It's Comedian E-40. They announced a $100,000 investment contest for minorities, specifically women of color. Mm. And they teamed up with this app called Convos. And it's, you know, Comedian has been doing a lot of investment in the tech world these past couple of years. And so they got a contest going out to try to help minority women to get jobs, to get where to get businesses, to become entrepreneurs. So I think it's pretty good. It's a pretty good contest that they got going on called Convos. If you want any more information on it, it's on the app, Convos app. Again, he is teaming up with E-40. So I think it'll be something pretty good. Two entrepreneurs, you know, E-40 got a lot of his own wine distillery, all type of businesses, and so does Chameleon now. So I think there'll be something real good. not necessarily, you don't have to be a hip hop head. It's not really hip hop ish, but it's something that they're doing. That I think is a pretty good idea.
You already have to have an established business, though. Not a startup.
Right.
You have to have an established business in order to enter this contract.
To Tank's point about this kind of going into the topic of the night, I don't want to call a comedian a one-hit wonder, but he only had just two or three hits. But I feel like I don't know too many rappers who end up leaving the industry and end up being so successful outside of the rap industry more than a comedian. He has made a lot of good business decisions.
Right. I mean, he's one of the early investors in Lyft, some shit that we all use right now. That's crazy.
It is. Mm. I didn't know that.
He's riding dirty himself, just like you said.
I didn't know he was investing in Lyft either, but that's pretty impressive. And one thing, and I will talk about that when we move into it, but that's one thing I learned is you've got to make sure you center yourself in the right circles, because I'm sure he is mingling with the right people. And it just takes one person to whisper in your ear, where to put some money into, and you never know what you can come out
right.
with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think his whole thing started similar like that. Like, he had a friend that was in Silicon Valley, and he started investing, and then it just went from there.
Right.
What does that mean?
Lil Green.
Chameleon Air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a homeboy, and he started taking trips out to Cali and Silicon Valley, spending time out there. And next thing you know, he was investing and he
right.
walked away from rap.
I mean, this rapper had, look, he's invested in 40 startups now, Jay. That's a lot. Ring,
that's
Lil,
a whole lot.
You know, Maker Studios from Disney. I don't know what that is or Cruise, but I know that we all familiar with Ring. We all familiar with Lil.
Right.
30 some other
yeah.
startups. That's incredible. For a rapper from Houston, Texas that drink lean.
Yeah. you got an impressive resume.
Who told you he joined
Lane? The internet. And the internet is look to me, and the internet is undefeated.
Who told you that?
You drink,
no, I'm gonna be drinking
now. You read it on Bob Dole's internet.
No.
Hey, and you know, that's one these conferences that they're having out of state, these little small business conferences and stuff, people need to start investing their money in that. Take you 2 or 3 days and just go and see who you can mingle with and what kind of, here's some of these ideas that's out there. That's where people need to really start looking at. Because it's some amazing things that I've heard just traveling and getting myself in different circles, and we'll discuss that in some other shows as well. But there's so much opportunity out here that every trip doesn't have to be taken just a vacation. It can be a business trip.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
As we move on, we're going to get ahead and come into